power of storytelling. Captivate, convince, or convert any business audience using stories from top CEOs. Author Jim Holte. Hardwired for stories. Storytelling is one of the oldest forms of communication known to mankind. Everyone is a storyteller. It's how we make sense of the world and how we communicate that sense to others. In recounting a story told by a business leader, it appeals to our emotional self and involves us in a personal drama with a setting, plot, and characters. It captures our imagination. One cannot truly be a leader without being an effective communicator. Just because you work in the hard-edged world of business doesn't mean stories have no effect on you. In fact, because business people have spent most of their careers drowning in so many facts, figures, data, and statistics, they are starved for stories to simplify the clutter. Here are some to help you improve your communications and motivate your business audience. Once you're on top, keep moving. Mary Kay Ash, founder of one of the most successful cosmetic companies, tells the story of a former comptroller at a large corporation who came to her looking for a job. He had been very successful in his time. In fact, he had built his department to the point where he had been delegating everything. The irony is that the good habits that helped this person rise to the top were neglected once he got there. He reached the point where delegating ultimately put him out of touch with the passion for the business that had got him to the top in the first place. Climbing a steep learning curve. In the early 1990s, the internet was still virgin territory. Jeff Bezos, the Amazon.com founder, wanted in on the internet revolution. He reasoned early on that bookstores couldn't possibly hold all titles in print. An online bookstore, on the other hand, could offer far more selection and more value as a result. He decided that his new internet venture would sell books. One problem, though, he knew nothing about the publishing business. He needed to learn as quickly as possible. Doing a little research, he found that an American Booksellers Association annual convention was being held soon in Los Angeles. He quickly booked a flight, and in no time, the inquisitive Bezos was roaming the aisles, visiting publishers' booths, gathering information from brochures, buttonholing eager salespeople, and even sharing his online plans with a few individuals. He climbed a steep learning curve fast and even found the answer to a key question of whether a database of books already existed, something that he'd need to get started. Walking the walk. Michael Eisner, CEO of Walt Disney Company, tells the story of how Walt Disney insisted on teaching by example. He was known, for example, to lean down and pick up trash at Disneyland. Years later, Eisner says he did the same at Walt Disney World. Executives not only have to talk the talk, they must walk the walk. Follow your passion. Many business leaders have risen from hardscrabble circumstances. Steve Jobs is no exception. He wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Put up for adoption by his mother, he was taken in by a working-class couple who had limited means to send him to college. Although he eventually went to Reed College, he didn't graduate. After dropping out of college, Jobs decided to continue taking classes, but he didn't feel compelled to take any of the required courses. He decided to take only those that interested him. One such course was calligraphy, a major strength at Reed. There he learned the ins and outs of typography, a skill that would later help him when designing Macintosh, which stood out from the other computers for the beauty and variety of its fonts. Nobody's perfect, but a team can be. Long before he became Alcoa's CEO, Klaus Kleinfeld worked at Siemens in Germany. He says he was particularly impressed by the caliber of consulting group he was a member of, and he noticed that one of the interesting phenomena that Kleinfeld observed that some of the consulting teams were brilliant in their analysis, but got no traction when it came to impacting in the business. Other teams weren't as sharp as their analysis, but they still managed to successfully change their clients' business plans in the right direction. As Kleinfeld recalls, I realized two things. First, there were two dimensions that needed to be present and generate impact. Analytics, as well as social skills to get people behind your ideas. Second, rarely do all skills needed for great success reside in one individual. But if you can align a group of people with different skills around a common purpose, the success will multiply and far outstrip any one of the individual's expectations. Listening to the customer. Former eBay CEO Meg Whitman says the need to listen and to be accountable to the customers in a transparent organization is critical. She tells the story of a new employee who had been tasked with revamping eBay's rating system. Instead of the single star to indicate who would achieve a satisfaction rating, this person proposed a system involving a variety of color-coded stars, showing how many positive reviews an individual had received for their actions. This new system was then launched online. It took only a few minutes before feedback flooded in. Some challenged why eBay was changing the rating system in the first place. Others had more petty concerns, such as not liking the particular shade of one or another colour. Other questions the right to change anything at all without consulting eBay users first. Pretty soon the volume of emails increased, and the person who made the changes had to meet with a top exec and a solution was found. Apologise for the change, ask for users' ideas and redo the system. Since people using eBay were relying on the company to make money, and the internet-enabled group collaboration anyhow, they need for users to be part of the decision-making process was an important one. The age of information sharing. Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook, tells us how he was still building the site a few weeks before finals. He was behind in one class in particular, art. Trying to balance the need to do well on his finals with the drive to get Facebook launched, he was proving too much. Realizing he was about to fail the art class unless he did something, Zuckerberg came up with an elegant solution. A few days before the exam, he took all the images used to the class, created a website where people were encouraged to add their notes to a field beside the works of art discussed in class. The website was essentially a collative study tool. The benefit of Zuckerberg, of course, was the fact that others were filling in the notes. He couldn't take because he was too busy setting up Facebook in his dorm room. But Zuckerberg apparently didn't benefit alone. He says the professor later said the class had received some of the best grades he had ever seen in any final had given during his tenure at Harvard. One of the key attributes of the internet is the ability to break down barriers to information. If information is power, then power widely dispersed had benefits not only just to the individuals but all users. The secret communication weapon. Communication today is a job requirement for every business person. Whether you're heading a startup in the basement of your home or heading a multinational corporation from a corner office high atop a skyscraper, communication is part of your job. Business audiences are hungry for authenticity, and storytelling can be your secret communication weapon to give to them when they want to hear it. It can also help you achieve what you want most from your audience, that they act on your words.